TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views and interviews.
Well, we've done a lot of talking about private aviation, executive aviation here on the podcast. And now I've got someone who's launching a service of a different kind. I don't know if he's barking mad, but it's to do with dogs and their own flights in an executive jet. So, Adam, welcome to the podcast. So what's this all about?
Well, yeah, it sounds like a crazy idea, but back in 2021, sort of just mid-COVID, my wife and I set up a private jet charter business targeting people that would normally fly first class and business who couldn't because the airlines weren't operating the routes they wanted to fly to. So we have a boutique charter company. And we got running for about a year, but every time we had a new client on board, they were wanting to fly with their dog or their cats, and which is one of the advantages of flying privately. And then about 12 months after we've been running, built up like a small base of customers, and we had a call from a gentleman one day in London who said, I need a jet for 10 people and 10 dogs. I know, which is extremely unusual considering what we've been used to. So we had a conversation and basically explained that he was basically part of a Facebook group where people had got together on Facebook to share the cost of a jet.
They weren't
high net worth individuals, which are normally the case in chartering, the costs involved. But there were basically 10 people that got together to share the cost of a jet to get their dogs across the Atlantic.
Okay.
The rest was history, really, after that. Because after he introduced us to these groups, we probably did about 15 flights last year where, like, these people would get together, share the cost of a jet together.
Sure.
We'd get them from A to B with their dogs.
Okay.
But every time we did it, the passengers were saying, oh, it'd be so much easier if you could create a company, that it's bespoke for traveling with your pets.
Yeah.
You didn't have to worry about joining a Facebook group or, didn't have to worry about, who these other people were. Just go online, book a seat. So we thought, well, we'll try and come up with a solution. So
it sounds like you have.
Okay. Well, I think so, yeah.
I want to talk about the recently launched service between Dubai, London, London, Dubai. But a couple of things I've noticed in the past with doing a lot of travel. In the Middle East, you often see Arabic passengers with a falcon on their arm. And that's quite, it's not a rare occasion, it's quite common. And I also remember on a few flights, I was working in Vienna on a radio station there, and I used to fly between the UK and Vienna. And on a return flight, on several occasions, there was a chap with his cat. And he'd pay for the seat by the side of him. And I came across him two or three times in a matter of a couple of years. So that was interesting. What I'm wondering, though, I mean, they were individual falcons or individual cats. What happens when you get 9 or 10 dogs together in a cabin? Is there a lot of barking going on?
No, you'd be quite surprised. I mean, I see off most of the flights from London. We've been on the receiving side of the side as well a few times. It's a kind of a weird bonding process that goes on before the flight. So we ask everyone to get there just an hour before the flight rather than 3 hours, which is traditional for international flight. We introduce all the passengers together and where they'll be sat, and specifically the dogs that will be sat next to each other. And we have a couple of what we call socialization sessions where the dogs get over each other. And then there's always a few barks at first. But it's almost as if the dogs know they're traveling in style and that they're super important. It's very strange. But they all get on with generally after takeoff. Due to the white noise, they all sleep the whole flight.
Okay, interesting. I'm trying to visualize the passenger with their dog. Is the dog for takeoff got special seat belts, or are they in a cage or a box?
No, I mean, so the one of the advantages of flying is with us, which is why many passengers want to do it, is because they're not in a crate.
Yeah.
In terms of the dogs, the cats are, but the dogs are just on their leashes, either on the laps of the passengers or by their side or by their feet.
Excellent, excellent. So what is the actual procedure? Because, I mean, there's a lot of paperwork for taking a pet from one country into another country and the various quarantine measures which apply. So, for example, let's focus on the Dubai-London route. Talk us through the procedure for a guest with their VIP animal, dog.
So in terms of pet paperwork, we have a partner in Dubai that are basically helping all our passengers with their paperwork, because it does involve a specific company to do with that.
Sure.
And in terms of what you're required into the UK, there's no quarantine. So as long as you have the right paperwork on entry, then that's absolutely fine. But everything gets pre-cleared as well. But essentially, to come back to the UK, you have to have a valid rabies certificate, what we call a GB health certificate, which basically just proves the dog's healthy or the cat's healthy. And actually, dogs have to have tapeworm treatment, which is just a tablet administered.
Right, okay.
24 hours of arrival.
So you're on board the aircraft, the executive jet. Which one do you use, by the way? Which aircraft?
So we use a fleet of Gulfstream G4s.
Gulfstream.
So they have about between 13 and 16 seats, depending on the configuration. Okay. But we don't allow more than 10 passengers on. Typically, there's 9 or and 9 dogs. But yeah.
So now onto the meal service. I'm sat there in my comfortable seat, expecting a very delicious meal, as one tends to get flying in an executive jet. What would you serve up for my pet dog?
So we don't provide meal service for the pups, but we do provide gift bags. So each of our pups will receive some treats and also some gifts which have their name on them.
Really?
But yeah, we don't serve up a meal service, unfortunately, for the dogs. Maybe that's one for the future, but not
right.
Not
okay. And another key thing, really, flying out of Dubai into London, which airports are you using?
So we use DWC, the private airport in Dubai.
Yeah, over Al Maktoum.
Absolutely. And that just allows us to be have that privacy with our passengers, but also it's so much more relaxed rather than going through the international airport. And we actually used JetEx there.
Yeah.
A new facility, and it's state of the art. So it's a very lounge, so you can the pups and passengers can relax there before they board the aircraft.
And of course, you've got the 1 hour check-in compared with 3 hours plus at a major airport.
Exactly, that at any stage until they board the aircraft, they allow us to pop out and use the facilities, shall we say, in terms of the pups, which is a kind of major plus. And then when we fly into London, we fly into Farnborough, which is technically Hampshire, but it's just outside London, and it's about an hour's drive into central, which again, Farnborough is purely private, so there's only private aviation that goes in there. And then when the aircraft lands in Farnborough, it taxis to side of the airport where there's some grass area. The border force team come on the aircraft, check the passports, and then the pet team come on and check all the paperwork. And then you get collected at the steps of the aircraft and on your way.
Fascinating idea and concept, really. So I'll just remind our listeners, we're talking to Adam at K9 Jets. You've been we were focusing really on the Dubai-London and London-Dubai service, but you've been operating services to other destinations. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so our initial route was between New Jersey in America and Farnborough. That's where the majority of our flights take place. But we also fly from New Jersey to Paris and Lisbon and Frankfurt now. And also we've just released an LA direct to London flight for those people that live on the West Coast.
Yeah,
And we also fly between the East Coast and West Coast in America as well. As there's no other service providing pet-friendly direct.
Fascinating. So you just had recently your first service out of London into Dubai and then the return leg. So what was the reaction for that?
It's been phenomenal. I mean, the take-up and the amount of emails and inquiries we get every day from people in the Middle East is huge. We had some great reactions. There's no one else doing a service like this. And you know, our plan is to have a more regular service, and perhaps connect other parts of the UAE as
well. Yeah. Okay, I understand you do it whereby you have to have a minimum number of people on board the flight before it's viable for you to operate, I guess. So what do you think will be the frequency?
Well, at the moment, we're only operating every quarter.
Yeah.
So, you know, this month and then later on in the year, and then January, April and July and September. But yeah, we hope that it will be a monthly service at some stage.
Sure. Then,
build up to bi-monthly, but it just takes time to...
Of course it will, yeah. And I see at the moment it's basically around calendar events like sort of Christmas, New Year and so on, escaping the summer heat in July like
exactly.
That. So just finishing off, I mean, it's a fascinating concept. And to finish off, private aviation, I think a lot of people are saying, and talking to people during COVID, it was quite a boost for the private aviation sector because you could fly with a group of... maybe large family group or a group of people who were at the time COVID free and felt secure. So how's it taken off, excuse the pun, since COVID?
Well, I think you've just hit the nail on the head there, really. I think people have kind of woken up to the idea that they can, and that is why our service exists, because they can share the cost of a jet.
Yeah.
Rather, you know, and it, from a cost comparison point of view, it is a luxury service.
Sure.
If you're flying business or first, it you know, it's sometimes better value than doing that. But yeah, from a time saving perspective as well, you know, by just turning it, if you're flying without a pet or even if you're flying on your own, you can just turn up 30 minutes before.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, if you are flying for business, you can, you know, visit three, four cities in a day.
Yeah.
On your own time and your schedule and be back home with your family for the evening, you know, so it's
absolutely,
we only see, you know, the demand for private jet charter is huge right now, and hopefully that'll continue into 2024.
Okay, well, a fascinating overview of your service. Now, one thing I've not asked you, the number crunching side of things, for me and my, I haven't got a dog actually, but if I had a dog, how much would it cost me to fly from Dubai to London with my favourite pet?
Yeah, so, excuse me.
Sure.
Between Dubai and London, the ticket price is $9,925, which is in US dollars. It's about £7,500.
Okay, so that's the figure there, and a fascinating service. So thank you very much for joining us, flying in onto the TravelWise podcast. Adam, thanks very much.
Thank you, Phil.
I'm Phil Blitter with TravelWise News, Views and Interviews. I look forward to joining you soon. And if you would like to have a podcast production for your organisation, do get in touch with me. Drop me an email, philblizzardmedia@gmail.com.
A Phil Blizzard radio production. TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views and interviews.